This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, people, we need some hacks, and not the one in the room.
Enough of that one.
Hacks in the room. We want to do life hacks.
Yeah.
Any life hack you have, does everybody's algorithm have a little bit of it? Like your YouTube algorithm or your Facebook Reels algorithm?
Yeah, just a little.
Just like somebody takes a water bottle and cuts it open and somehow like makes a thing to like grow plants out of or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, how are you? I just watched somebody. This is so dumb because probably everybody already knows this, but it was like a hack. They had the potted plant that was outgrowing its pot, and they filled the pot. They were going to put it in with water, and then they put that plant in there and like dunked it, and then it like popped right out.
Oh.
Because then it got wet, so it was like wet everywhere. Like you dunked
it. I would have thought it expanded and would have been
No, it just like it popped right out.
Huh.
And then they held that there, dumped all of it out, put all the dirt in, and then filled the dirt in around the empty pot that it used to be in, and then pulled the empty pot out, and it fit right in.
That's
Do you know what I'm saying? Yes. So it was like, you made the whole, because you always just put a bunch of dirt in, then you like claw with your hands to try to make room. It was already in that pot.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you just made a hole with the pot it came from.
That's so smart.
Yeah. I know. That's the kind of, if you want to know what I'm doing on a Saturday night,
I'm watching
plant potting videos.
Doing pot.
The other one that's in the list of things that made a life hack that I'm curious about trying, they're saying I've heard a lot of people saying put mayonnaise in your coffee.
Butter.
Mayonnaise in your cake, butter in your coffee.
Yeah, I heard that too when keto was like the fad.
Yeah, because it was put butter instead of cream or something.
It was like put butter in everything. It was kind of gross. I'm not gonna lie.
But the new
one. So we're not doing that anymore. Someone could have told me.
As Hack is like licking a stick of butter in the studio. They're saying put salt in your coffee.
I'd be down to try
like
that.
Like a pinch of salt in your coffee, they say, sets it off. Like no matter what you're thinking. Like I like caramel macchiatos, and who doesn't like salted caramel? So why wouldn't it be better?
I think salt is just always good to add. I think that's like the main difference between a restaurant and cooking at home is they just use more salt, more butter.
Yeah.
Because they don't feel guilt.
Right. They throw it in and it tastes so good. Because salt, if you add the right amount, it doesn't taste salty. The salt brings out the other flavors.
I would say, and I could be crazy in saying this, but I'm going to give Little Man Ice Cream a free plug here. Mm. Salt does something like, my daughter loves cookies and cream ice cream. Mm-hmm. But if you've ever had Little Man Ice Cream salty-o.
Oh, yeah.
It's salted cookies and cream. And it's like, somehow the salt hits your tongue and then your tongue goes, what the hell is going on? And then it goes, Oreo.
Yeah.
Like you taste the Oreo more. When there's salt on it. So maybe with coffee, you go like, what the hell? Coffee.
Well, it's kind of like when you add a little bit of coffee or espresso to a chocolate cake and it helps bring out the chocolate flavor.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you eat cantaloupe or watermelon?
Yeah.
Have you ever salted it?
I don't like that.
Ooh. It's unholy amounts of good.
I liked the mustard on watermelon.
Mustard on watermelon. That's another life hack. It's strangely good.
But I don't know if I can just do salt on watermelon. I did it once a while ago.
I almost broke up with girls because I was like, dumb. And they're like, why are you doing that? It's the only way we ate it. It's really? Oddly.
Yeah. We do, because my wife makes bread. And so we do buttered bread with the salt on it. You got to add salt to buttered
bread. Salt to toast.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if you put jam on it or jelly or whatever.
You're just
gotta always be jam because jelly don't shake like that.
Okay.
It's either way, you add a little bit of salt. and it is
not
incredible.
Grape.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Especially
not grape.
Grape, strawberry,
not
apricot,
grape. I can
anything.
See it on like strawberry or raspberry, but you're saying grape. You're saying
yes.
Straight the, up like, Welch's. Mm-hmm. You put salt on straight up Welch's. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. On buttered toast, a little bit of salt, because your mouth goes, what's going on? Oh, grape. And it feels great.
Don't use my crap against me. All right, so if you, listen, we don't want all food ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you've got a great, like another great one they said was, you don't want a long line at the DMV, go at the end. And while that seems counterintuitive, they're faster at the end because they want to go home.
Yeah, but I would feel like such a D-bag.
Don't care. Because at the beginning, it's just like in the movie where it's a sloth at the DMV.
Yeah.
It's like, hello.
Zootopia.
Yeah. You, that is, yeah. But at the end, there's
scene.
Like cheetahs. They're like, let's go. I want to go home. I want to go home. Yeah. They suddenly
like
have a gear.
The people at the DMV, like, why would you feel like a jerk? They're a jerk to you all the time.
Yes.
No, because
it's
you,
a DMV. It's terrible.
You never go anywhere like 10 minutes prior to closing because you're going to be a
D-bag. But the DMV you do.
No, I can't.
Screw them.
I can't.
Screw them. By the way, I need to renew my plate, so I don't mean any of this. All right, so what is your life hack? 303-222-5423. That's where you call. That's where you text.
There's one on the list that we have here that I really agree with. It says, slow down to speed up.
What does that mean?
So if you want to get something done, and so you start rushing, well, now you start making mistakes, and you have to end up going back and fixing the mistakes. But if you just slow down, you'll actually get it done faster. And this, I remember, I was in
accurately, yeah.
Exactly, because you won't have to go back and redo it. I was a theater kid in college.
Okay.
I was in a like combat like class where we learned how to sword fight and stuff for the stage, like okay. Do all that stuff. And I remember the teacher saying, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So everyone, mm-hmm. especially when you're fake fighting, you're trying to go, oh, and make it look real. And you actually don't do that. You slow down and you go real slow, but because you're going slow, it's smooth. And then the choreography actually looks better. It seems counterintuitive.
Really?
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, but it's true.
Can we take a break and you and Aaron just fight for a while in the studio? So I can say,
yeah. I've been waiting for this.
The slow down to speed up reminds me of another one. And I actually do this one with microwaving. Like if you have like something that you want to microwave and it's like, this needs 2 minutes, do 4 minutes on half.
Oh, I love the half power.
Oh, like half power.
Yes.
Yeah, love the half power.
I don't know
because
if I've ever done that.
Full power. I do almost everything in my microwave on half or 30% power.
Wow.
Ooh, like 30. When 30.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
You just hit 3 instead. Like you hit power level 3 and it's 30. It's 1/3 or whatever.
I don't even think I know where the power level is. It's always
I know
just
because
full
I, do,
blast.
I think the last time we talked about this, I've talked to so many people and like, my microwave doesn't have that. I'm like, take a picture of your microwave. It's like that button right there. You just don't even look because you're just like, add minute.
Yep.
That's exactly what
exactly.
You do. I know exactly how people like you microwave. You're just in a hurry, like, bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
You put popcorn in there, and then it's like, it's an explosion. Because you don't.
Well, I use the popcorn button.
That's not the right button either. You got to stand there. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like, yeah.
Double the time, half the power. Your tortillas okay. won't be dried out. Whatever mm-hmm. you're putting in there. Double the time, half the power.
If there's any cooking lessons I could give, it would be this. How to half power the microwave.
This is ridiculous. All right.
If you've
got a life hack, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your life hacks.
Yes.
And apparently TX still grabbing calls, but he's all of his life hacks involve adding salt to things.
And it's a recent discovery of his.
But he's putting it
everywhere. He's like a little, he leaves trails.
As long, no, like since he's not in the room, let's just talk crap.
Yeah, of course.
He's like, I have like 7 different kinds of salt. And I'm like,
yeah.
What? He's like, I got the pink stuff. I got the, I got a black rock. Oh,
it was like a volcano. Oh.
Anyway, so we're doing life hacks.
I don't like that at all. I don't like any of that.
We just basically said every single one of your life hacks have salt in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, and you have 17 kinds of salt at your house because, yeah. like
love
you, hey,
salt.
How do we
water, Himalayan salt.
Black
Flake
rock.
Salt.
Yeah. How do you get snow off your driveway? Salt.
We did say, I think it might have been off air, because we were talking about leaving electronics plugged in or leaving the stove on when we left. Oh, because you left your Your garage.
Oh, you had to check that.
Have to like say out loud a funny word when you unplug your hair straightener, when you do something. I absolutely do that with my main garage door.
Mm-hmm. Pickles.
Okay.
And then, because you will remember if you said pickles. You don't remember if you closed your garage door.
Say it out loud. Like, don't just think it.
No, you can't.
Because then, it's like, I don't know if I said it. You say it out loud.
And like if you say it, like I tend to say it as my tires hit the, like I'm coming off the curb. So it's like pickles as you're like pulling off the driveway. And you're like, I remember doing that. It's like, oh, wait, only the pick was on the tires this time.
Well, that's why I'm getting confused. My word is salt. And that's just all I ever think of.
So. Just real quick before we take calls. The other one that I just read that is, I know we didn't want just food ones, but like the greatest life hack I've ever read, open chips.
I saw that.
From the bottom.
Why?
Because, hey, salt boy, that's where all the salt is.
It's salt.
Like the bag has been sitting there upright, wavy lays, all the salt's on the bottom. So if you flip it over and open it, those chips, and then it's just going to...
But I hate when the label's upside down.
Deal! Yeah. Oh my God, Aaron, that's your biggest problem?
Yeah.
It's not upside down for long. I'm finishing that thing.
You know, if you just add salt to the Wavy Lays bag. Amanda?
Yay.
What's your life hack?
You got to lose control to gain control.
I don't, I'm locked in right now, so I don't know what that means. What is lose control to gain control?
Well, there's like two ways of saying it. My dad taught me this when I was learning how to drive. He would purposely make me lose control of my car in the snow.
Oh,
in the parking lot, you know, and then he's like, okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, you're sliding. What are you going to do? And you got to, you know, gain control back. And he was
but
even
how does that
me,
help
like,
you in real life?
What do you do? And he does say, like, you may be going crazy at some moments. You think your life is a mess. Well, you're going to be losing it, but you got to, you know, step back and go back into the fight and gain control back.
Okay.
I like it, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
no. But, like, can I just add on one little caveat to that?
Yeah.
Have you thought about, like, when you're in a situation that just feels out of control, what would it be like if you like had some salt?
Gosh.
Like at that moment. Like just some
we'll just
salt.
Add more salt.
Yeah, just add salt.
Can't hurt.
Like what?
At this point, is it gonna
make your husband hate you more?
Oh my gosh.
No. Just salt it.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda, for dealing with you guys.
I just read another one.
Yeah.
I've read a bunch of different things where people have said like, when you cut onions and you cry.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people go, if you cut from the one side of the onion, it's better than the other side. That's a lie. It's like, I forget.
You can freeze them.
Have you heard the, like, get a paper towel wet?
Yeah.
And then put it by the onion while you're cutting it? Because it's like, supposedly that onion smell thing that makes your eyes hurt goes to the wet thing. And it's like, oh, there's a closer wet thing here. And it goes to the paper towel.
Yeah.
It's just lazy.
Right.
We'll just go
again, sounds wrong and not real, right?
Yeah.
This one says put a slice of bread in your mouth. And then it... I know.
What?
There's no salt on the bread.
Salted bread, D-Hack! Okay, right, salted bread!
I'm with you.
Put a slice of bread in your mouth and then the compounds that would go to your eyes...
See, I've tried that, didn't work. I've tried the toothpick, didn't work.
What's the toothpick?
You just have a toothpick in your mouth instead. But it's like kind of the same concept. You just freeze the onions. Just freeze them and it's fine.
Or just buy chopped onions.
Okay.
Or leave onions out of your recipe.
No.
You know what you replace onions with?
Salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
Patrick.
Yay.
What's your life hack?
When I had kids, I'd take my shoe off every time I got in the car. And I wasn't allowed to put it back on until I got the kids out of the back seat.
I love that.
That way you don't forget the kid in the car.
Yeah, I had 15 years of driving without kids. Now I got to remember there's kids back there, and I had unusually quiet kids. So I got them once or twice, and I was like, oh,
so you're saying you're such a crappy parent.
That doesn't mean that.
Oh, my God. What are we talking about?
No.
You forget you have kids?
Or if they're just so
they're
quiet,
stupid.
You forgot that they're in the car.
Absolutely. I had 15 years without kids in the backseat. Mm-hmm. These kids are super quiet. So, yeah, it happened once or twice, you know.
And you know what? Better that than actually forgetting them. Patrick, I'm on your side.
Yep.
You won't forget them if they're salty.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.